Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Communication Skills Training. Communication skills training is important because if you are to prosper and achieve your goals in the current situation, then you need to communicate your message effectively. Communication can be defined as the transfer of information from one mind to another. The transfer of information. In order to transfer information, consider the following points. 1. Clear definitions. 2. Logical order. 3. Reasoning. 4. Conclusions. Let's look at each one in turn. Clear definitions. A definition is a statement of the essence of a class. When you are speaking or writing, you must be able to define your terms. Define your terms by taking these three steps. 1. Name the context. 2. Name the class. 3. Name the distinguishing characteristics. Example. Define leader. Step 1. Name the context. In the context of business. Step 2. Name the class. A leader is a member of a group or an organization. Step 3. Name the distinguishing characteristics. Who is primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear goal and who can then motivate and inspire others to act to achieve the goal. Let us rewrite these three steps together as a full statement. Leader. In the context of business, a leader is a member of a group or an organization who is primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear goal and who can then motivate and inspire others to achieve the goal. Example. Define motivation. Step 1. Name the context. In the context of business. Step 2. Name the class. Motivation is a positive emotional state. Step 3. Name the distinguishing characteristics. That is caused by thoughts of the painful consequences that will occur or thoughts of the pleasurable consequences that will occur if a certain task is done and thus results in a strong desire to do the task. Let us rewrite the three steps together as a formal statement. Motivation in the context of business. Motivation is a positive emotional state that is caused by thoughts of the painful consequences or thoughts of the pleasurable consequences that will occur if a certain task is done and thus results in a strong desire to do the task. Always define your major terms. If you fail to define your major terms, then your audience will assume their own meaning to key terms, not yours. And there are many words with multiple interpretations. Assuming a business context, how would you define the following terms? Power, freedom, honesty, intelligence, fairness, wisdom, success. Presumably, you want all the above principles to be operative where you work. How would they be defined in your particular context? Exercise. Define the words above with the three-step method. Name the context. Name the class. Name the distinguishing characteristics. Logical order, reasoning, and conclusions. Definitions give you the bricks of your content, but a pile of bricks does not make a building. To build some kind of coherent structure, you must lay the bricks. You must organize your ideas and content into a coherent structure. That means putting your ideas in order. You have two fundamental options when it comes to organizing ideas and information. 1. You can state your conclusions first, your reasons come second. Or 2. You can state your reasons first and your conclusions come second. Example. Conclusions first, reasons second. Conclusion first. Climate change based on carbon is a political economic device, not a scientific truth. Reasons second. The reason is that atmospheric carbon level does not drive climate. the geological, magnetic, tectonic, gravitational, orbital and nuclear activity of planet Earth, and the geological, magnetic, thermal, gravitational and nuclear activity of the Sun are together millions of times more important in shaping the Earth's climate than its atmospheric carbon levels. Example 2. Reason first and conclusion second. Reason first. The Earth is an active planet. It displays geological, rotational, magnetic, tectonic, gravitational, orbital, and thermonuclear activity. The Earth orbits the Sun. The Sun, too, is active. It, too, shows geological, rotational, magnetic, thermal, gravitational, and thermonuclear activity. This cosmic activity of the Sun and the Earth, when combined, are together millions of times more important in shaping the Earth's climate than is the puny effect of atmospheric carbon levels. Carbon levels are only 0.03% of the atmosphere. Water vapor makes up 3% of the atmosphere and is therefore a more serious greenhouse gas than is carbon, but they can't tax you on the amount of cloud cover. Conclusion? Climate change based on human carbon levels is a political economic device, not a scientific truth. The point to remember: always decide in advance whether you want to lead up to your conclusion or state your conclusion up front. There is no one best way. Each occasion should be judged in its context. In order to transfer information, please consider 1. Clear definitions. Name the context, name the class, name the distinguishing characteristics. And 2. Logical order, reasoning, conclusions. You can state your conclusion first, your reasons come second, or you can state your reason first, your conclusion come second. Thank you.